I'm Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. In 2012, Carol Antman came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston with her mother-in-law, Helen Antman, who is 96 at the time of taping.
So, Ma, I want to talk to you about the day that you met your husband, Bernie.
All right, I'll
and
tell you.
I understand you were living in a rooming house. Tell us what that was like there.
Okay, I took a test during the war, and they sent me, you know, clerical test, and they sent me to, where was that place?
To Washington,
D.C. Washington, D.C. And when I got there, I shared a room with two other girls in the Amster household. And I went to work, and about a week or two later, one of my roommates said, "Helen, I have a friend coming, and he's bringing a soldier, and we want you to come out on a date with us." I says, "Boy, I'd love to go out with a soldier. I never did that, but I already have a date." So anyway, we all went on our dates, and when we came home from the date, you didn't go to your room. You sat in the living room. There were chairs all around the living room.
No men up in the room.
And we sat down. And I'm sitting down with my date, and here comes this gorgeous man, a soldier, all in his uniform with the blonde hair. And I thought, wow, boy, that's... And he's headed right for me. And he says, "You were supposed to be my date." And I said, "Oh, yeah?" And then he looks at the kid that's sitting next to me, and he says to this kid, "Move over." He moved over, and Bernie Antman sat down.
So a few years later, after Bernie had gotten involved in the Army, he was in the Army, and he stayed in the Army
for 3 years, but he would come home at different camps. And very often he'd come where we were. So we kind of got to know each other really good. And then what happened is my sister, her husband was in service too, and he was wounded.
Mm. And so he was worried that he was going to get wounded too, you told me. And so he was in a hurry to get married with you.
Well, he came that last time. And he said, "We must get married." Well, we'd been sort of engaged for 3 years already because he thought he would have to go to Japan where they were throwing the bomb. So I said, "Okay." But it was a Jewish time. You weren't allowed to get married. But he says, "I'll take care of that." See, all the Jewish rabbis were in the Catskill Mountains at that time. He got four of the rabbis.
Not one, but four.
Four that were going to go overseas. They all had the tags on. And we were married at the 59th Street port of embarkation. That was where I got married.
What did all four rabbis do?
Okay, the two rabbis held the bima.
The chuppah.
The chuppah. Uh-huh. And one played the piano, and the other one did the service.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that turned out to be quite a wedding.
It was.
Carol Antman and her mother-in-law, Helen Antman, at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston. Helen was 96 at the time of taping, and she turns 101 April 18th. For Narrative, I'm Laura Huntsberger.